Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Solo by Jill Mansell. Narrated by Heather Wilds. Chapter 1. Parties full of strangers bored the knickers off Tessa. "Well, you're damn well coming to this one," declared Holly impatiently. "You haven't been out for weeks, and it's going to be brilliant. Everyone's going. And just think. Play your cards right, show a bit of leg, a bit of cleavage, and you could find a husband like mine." Tessa wiped her hands on her already paint-streaked sweatshirt and picked up the bottle of ridiculously expensive Chardonnay that Holly always insisted on buying because she liked the label, and which neither of them properly appreciated. Pouring herself half a mugful and wincing at its icy dryness, she said, "I don't have a cleavage." "What God didn't give you, Scotch tape will," pronounced Holly. "They showed us how on Sesame Street." "And I haven't been out for weeks," Tessa mimicked Holly's despairing tones. "Because I have been working. Working pays the rent. It even occasionally allows me to eat. I simply can't afford to mix in your kind of social circles."
"You can't afford not to," countered Holly. "These are the people who commissioned poverty-stricken artists to paint absurdly flattering portraits of their revolting children."
Tessa surveyed the almost finished canvas before her and began to realize that Holly wasn't going to let her wriggle out of this one.
"Besides," she continued, "you aren't married."
Holly grinned, refilling her own mug with a flourish.
"Ah, I didn't say I had a husband. I said I'd found him."